have the reading from the book of Genesis. Abram bowed to the ground, and God said this to him, "Here now is my covenant with you. You shall become the father of a multitude of nations. You shall no longer be called Abram. Your name shall be Abraham, for I will make you father of a multitude of nations. I will make you most fruitful. I will make you into nations, and your issue shall be kings. I will establish my covenant between myself and you, and your descendants after you, generation after generation, a covenant in perpetuity, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. I will give to you and to your descendants after you the land you are living in, the whole land of Canaan, to own in perpetuity, and I will be your God." God said to Abraham, "You on your part shall maintain my covenant, yourself and your descendants after you, generation after generation." We now have the reading from John's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 51 to 59. Jesus said to the Jews, "I tell you most solemnly, whoever keeps my word will never see death." The Jews said, "Now we know for certain that you are possessed. Abraham is dead, and the prophets are dead, and yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never know the taste of death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead? The prophets are dead too. Who are you claiming to be?" Jesus answered, "If I were to seek my own glory, that would be no glory at all. My glory is conferred by the Father, by the one of whom you say, he is our God, although you do not know him. But I know him, and if I were to say, I do not know him, I should be a liar, as you are liars yourselves. But I do know him, and I faithfully keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to think that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." The Jews then said, "You are not 50 yet, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus replied, "I tell you most solemnly, before Abraham ever was, I am." At this, they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and left the temple. Our homiletic reflection for today. There's a saying that a little education can be a dangerous thing. We tend to think that we know more than others, and that we have some kind of mandate to set them to rights about their lack of knowledge. And when we come across someone who knows more than we do, or at least seems to, we either get on our high horse and pull rank, or we retreat to a safe distance so that our lack of knowledge will not be exposed. Now, it's not always like this, of course, but it is like this often enough for the saying to have some currency. Another way of putting it might be to say that we tend to be control freaks, particularly in our modern world, where we believe that our scientific know-how and our marvelous machines will give us control over our lives. And so we can plan the way our lives will unfold from beginning to end. But of course, we tend not to think much about the end. The prospect of death fades into the far distance. Well, if a little education can be a dangerous thing, so I think can a little religion, as the gospel for today shows. In John's account, Jesus makes some bold statements, such as, "Whoever keeps my word will never see death," and, "I know him, but you," that is, Jesus' adversaries in John's Gospels, "you don't know him, And in fact, you are liars when you claim to know him. For Jesus' adversaries in the gospel, who believe they know their tradition, this does not fit into their categories. As they say, Abraham is dead and the prophets are dead. Are you greater than our father Abraham? Rather than welcome the broadening of their faith and theological horizons, which of course means ceding the initiative and control to Jesus as the teacher, they prefer to retain what they think is control. And this leads them almost inevitably to ridicule and to make accusations rather than reasoned argument. And so they say, now we know for certain that you are possessed. The irony of the situation, of course, is that these Jewish adversaries of Jesus claim to know the mind of God, but in reality, they are trapped in a prison of their own making. They claim to know all about Abraham, but Jesus counters by claiming that Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. Now, like those Jewish people of Jesus' day, we have a long and rich Christian tradition. But there is always the temptation that after sampling something of its richness, we think we know it well. Maybe we think we know it all. And rather than acknowledge our limited knowledge and seek to learn more from our faith community, from my neighbour, we use the knowledge we have to exercise our authority rather than God's. And if we succumb to this temptation to take control, our version of the good news of Jesus Christ may just end up enslaving people in our mindset rather than forming them according to the mind of God. And this, the Bible claims, is the only true liberation. Finally, an even more unsettling thought is that we may do this for our own glorification, that is, the enhancement of our status in the eyes of others. We all crave status. But as Jesus says in the Gospel, if I were to seek my own glory, that would be no glory at all. Let's be careful about assuming too easily that we know what it is all about and what needs to be done.